I bet. If I were to ask you what are your 5 biggest concerns right now, you can list them off really fast within seconds. But if I asked you when is the last time you prayed about one of those concerns, it might take you a while to come up with an answer. In a similar way, if I were to ask you to repeat one of the lines of the text from any of the readings for today, I bet you'd be thinking for a while. But if I were to ask you what are the 10 things you're going to do after Mass today, you'd come up with them pretty quickly. This shows in many ways our own anxieties, the challenges we have, the things that are on our mind, the very things that Jesus challenges us with today's gospel. He says for us to not be worried about the anxieties of daily life, but to focus on Him. And in many ways, we hear that and go, yeah, right. You don't understand. Or that's not possible. Or how am I supposed to do that? And you might even be thinking, I'm going to give you some wonderful examples of how to overcome the anxieties. Well, I don't have them. And there's a reason why I don't have those. There's lots of people out there that proclaim self-help ideas. These different ways of cleansing your mind or getting used to the things of the world or finding time to relax. The reality is they don't work. And they don't work for one very important reason. They don't work because they focus on us having control. I now have to control my mind, control my environment, control my world. And the more control I have, the better off I will be. Now, if you're like me, the more I control my world, the worse it gets. I don't want to have control over my world. I screw it up more than anyone else. And so in that way, it causes more anxiety to be in control. Today we're challenged with something very different. We're challenged to give up control. And the reason for that is immensely simple. We already have someone that's in control. The prophet Jeremiah tells us this. When the Messiah comes, he will take care of everything. We have a Savior. The reason why we want to be in control is because we don't believe he actually takes care of things. We ask for something, it doesn't happen. We ask for him to take care of stuff, and it seems like we're on our own. Well, where are you? Where is our Savior? Well, that's the big question. Do we really believe that he will take care of everything? Do we really believe he's going to provide for us? Or do we become like a patient who goes to the doctor and says, I have this disease, give me a prescription. I'll take care of it myself. Well, then why'd you go to the doctor? Or we go to our parents saying, I'm going to take care of these things, even though you're my parent, I got this. So often we want to be in control, so we give God a little, but not enough for him to fully show himself to us, not fully take care of it. We don't actually believe that regardless of what happens, he is going to bring the greatest good. We think we have to do it. And so it brings us great anxiety, great worry. But this is where we have to pause, because this is the beauty of the season of Advent. We are on a journey to realize that we have a Savior, that we have someone who has already provided for our every need, who already wants to take care of all of our problems. We have to invite him in. We have to allow him to be part of our lives. We have to believe that again. And so I have a little bit of advice for you. And the advice is we need to surrender. Not give up. We don't hang the white flag and go, I'm done. I give up. You figure it out. But surrender is this fundamental belief that God has greater things for us than we do. And so we give it over. Literally give it. So here's what I want you to do. When you get home, whenever that might be, find a nice comfortable place. Be your couch or lazy boy or your bed or floor. I don't care where you find comfortable. Wherever you find comfortable, just sit there. Nothing else going on. No movies, no phone, no weird stuff. Ideally no people either. Just be there. What's going to happen very quickly is all those anxieties are going to come to your head. You're going to be thinking about all those things in the world. Each time something comes up, give it to God. It can be as simple as, Lord, take this. Or, I give this to you. Or, I don't want to deal with this. It's yours. Whatever language you want, it really doesn't matter. And as the next one comes up, you do the same thing. Just keep doing it for a while. Everything that comes up, if it repeats itself, not a big deal. Just keep giving them over. We all have big things going on. We all have big stressors. We're all super worried about things of the world. Well, give it back to God. He knows what's going on. Let him have it. As we get used to that, we'll see the patterns, we'll see how to do it, we'll grasp what he really wants. Because for that reason, we need to return back to the gospel. Our gospel is actually not a very happy one for Advent. It's kind of dark. It starts out with these big signs on the sun, moons, and stars, and everyone's going to be so frightened they're going to die of fright. I've never met someone who died of fear, but apparently it happens in this case. That's how bad things are. And with that much chaos and problems, what's Jesus' advice to us? Stand erect and raise your head. That's it. Just stand there. It's kind of funny, actually, if you think about it. But that's a very important detail. Because when we're afraid, we cower. He wants us to be so bold and confident about our salvation coming as to stand erect, raise our heads, and act like nothing's happening. That's the boldness of surrender. That's the boldness of belief that God actually has this. And those people who do that believe it. It'll all be done. And then after that wonderful piece of advice, he goes back into the darkness. Don't be like the rest of them that are wandering around carousing and drunk and full of anxiety. It's kind of a fun image, actually. Like wandering through the world as though there's no care in the world. No. In contrast, be vigilant. Watch for that day. Watch for God's action. Because there's a reason why we turn things over to God. Because we want to encounter Him. We don't just want to get rid of stuff. We still need it solved. We still need a solution. We can't just be like, it's gone. I don't have to worry about this big glaring problem like my house burned down or something like that. No, we do need to encounter Him. But we need to encounter Him so often that we remember He actually exists. And as we hand things over, something really important happens. If we really do believe that and can so give that stuff to Him and open our lives to Him, we realize that He has taken care of everything. And now our lives are filled with joy, which is what we really want. Joy is that belief that God has everything under control, and I have nothing to worry about. That's joy. And that's the joy of hearing this message again and again in the Gospels, that if Jesus really did suffer, die, and rise from the dead that we may be saved, if He really did do all those things that we may have no worry, what's left? Joy. That's why we do this. To experience joy, to experience the power of the resurrection, to experience the true and living God, and to realize we don't have to be in control. We don't have to have power. God's got this. We just have to believe that.